Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After Turning Point, pray more on your own as much as you can, as usual. Open your hand and your heart. Hold or raise up your 2025 expectation list as I pray. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. Oh, in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are blessed. I use Numbers 28, verses 3 to 13, to pray for all my listeners today, with my needs on the altar and my tongue anointed. Please be saying Amen, I receive it. Blessed are you in the city. Blessed are you in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your flock. Blessed is the basket and the store. Blessed are you when you come in, and blessed will you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come in against you in one way. They will run in terror before you in seven ways. The Lord shall command his blessings upon you in your storehouses and in all you set your hand to do. And he shall bless you in the land where you are, which the Lord your God has given you. The Lord shall establish you and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn. If you abide by his word and walk in his ways, all the people of the earth shall see you, that you are called by the name of the Lord Almighty, and they will be afraid of you. Oh, you shall make plenteous of good in the field and the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your ground. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasures, and heaven will give you rain in due season. It will bless the work of your hand. Oh, you will be a lender to nations. Never will you be a borrower. Never will you be in debt. The Lord shall make you the head. You shall never be the tail. You shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say Amen. Yes, that is what it will be for you. This is the word of God for you and your household this week, this month, this year, and your whole life. If you are sick there, rise up and walk around. You are healed. If you are depressed and you are unhappy, rise up. Break away from that unhappiness. You are delivered and you shall move in peace. Raise your cell phone, everyone. I want to pray alert upon alert again today. I prophesy alert upon alert, alert upon alert, huge says, huge patronage, approval, and commendation in all you do in Jesus' name. Say Amen, I receive it. Please anoint yourself with oil and prophesy to your life, and all you set before you to accomplish this week, you shall return with testimonies. January 20 celebrants. Open your hand to receive your prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. As you grow in age, you will grow in grace. The Lord will bless you specially and inspire people to bless you also for your bad day. Say Amen. Right? As I said yesterday, we'll still continue with questions and answers, giving practical teachings for the next 2 weeks. First issue for treatment today. Please, is Bible reading online in my phone wrong? I like to read the Bible passages from my phone, especially after listening to prayers online. Wow, no, it is not wrong reading Bible online from your phone. But my counsel is, despite the Bible on phone, everyone should still have a printed Bible, especially on Sunday when you are going to church. Go with your printed Bible. Sometimes in searching for scriptures on your internet, the internet will just flash some unwholesome images that will register and interrupt in your spirit. No matter how quickly you flip over, it has registered. Most of my church members have their printed Bibles because I insist. Sometimes I say jokingly, it is called Holy Bible, not Holy App. So listeners have a copy of the Holy Bible, despite the fact that you still have Bible on your phone. Next, I have a question relating to addiction. I want to stop, but every time I try to stop, something always happens, and I end up going back to it. Please, sir, I need some advice. How should I find my way around this problem? Wow, we have treated on breaking away from addiction on this platform many times. To start with, it is better not to allow oneself to be addicted to anything negative. Self-discipline is key to our spiritual and physical well-being. Addiction has a spiritual connotation. So, what to do is to engage in spiritual warfare. Google to bring out relevant Bible verses against that particular addiction. Write them out. Engage them in serious, fervent, warlike prayers. Consistently and fasting at least one day a week. Put battle seat behind it from time to time. Do away with what always provoke or bring the urge, whether it is sight or sound, association or location. It will not go in one day, but if you persist in the warfare prayers consistently enough, your spirit, soul, and body will reject it, and it will soon be free. Somebody says, for how long? It depends on how determined and serious you are. After a while, the addiction will disappear. Listeners, take to this counsel for all addictions. Many people are addicts of negative things or the other. Engage spiritual warfare to secure your victory. Next, good morning, sir. Thank you for your teachings. I observe that for a very long time now, you no longer greet us with the saying or the slogan, TPGL truly blessed. Please, kindly look into it, sir. Wow, that's true. It is this rush to beat the time. Well, it may not be every day, but I try to be remembering and signing out with it. Next, hey, this writing is long, but it is touchy. Let me try and read it. We will all be blessed from it. Sir, you told us not to check our husband's phone, which I followed until January 11. My husband brought his colleague home. He said she has accommodation issue. I accepted her, show her love and care. She eats money and night food prepared by me. I wash her clothes because I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have my online business moving fine. She listened to you. We hold vigil and Bible study together. We both know our family members, including her soon-to-be husband. She stays Monday to Friday. So a message entered my husband's phone in the middle of the night. I was still awake. I was tempted to check it. So I did. This lady and my husband are both having sex with each other, both in their office and at home when I'm not around. When I confronted my husband, the first statement he said was that Pastor Femi Emmanuel says wives shouldn't be checking their husband's phone. What you are looking for, you have seen it. Now I want to ask, what I did, was it wrong? He kept referring to what you said as an excuse to cheat. I'm of the opinion that once in a while we should be doing the checking. You never know what is happening in your home. You might be befriending your enemies without knowing. Wow. Why are some men like this? Cheating on your wife? That you go to church and pray together, pretending to be a good Christian and a husband? Now, everyone listen and learn. The first mistake you made, my daughter, was to allow a man, your husband, to bring a woman colleague home to stay with you without first of all discussing with you and you people agreeing with it. When you said, I accepted, my tummy turned. You said, I have accepted, and he did not discuss with it with you. Let me say to you, this man will sleep even with your housemaid, if you have any. Now, your husband referring to my genuine counsel is a flimsy excuse. She has problem with promiscuity. He is a pretender. He is possessed and need deliverance. People twist God's word, even in the Bible, to commit crime and do evil. They will say, Paul told Timothy not to drink only water, but to be drinking wine. They will say, Solomon had many wives. Please send this lady packing. Do prayer warfare to rescue your husband. Now, like I said, even if you keep checking his phone daily, ladies, if you keep checking your husband's phone daily, promiscuous men will still be promiscuous, except they are genuinely born again, they have the fear of God, and they are delivered. And man, if you are listening to me on this, you have sinned against God and against your spouse. Please repent, apologize, and desist from this evil. Let all of us learn from this. Husband should not bring a woman colleague home to live with you. No, you should tell them, go and rent an accommodation for him outside. Don't do that, and nobody should do this. Now, listeners, I welcome your comment on this issue. Let us counsel our sister. And all men, please fear God and love your wife. And let every one of us know that there is a judge, God our maker. One day we are going to give the account of our life here on earth before him. So my daughter, God will deliver your husband and preserve your home. I'm also praying for you. Now, please, there shall be no live broadcast today. I am ministering in Port Harcourt Salvation Ministry, like I've said. Subscribe to our YouTube and turn on notification, as I've already adjourned all of you to do. Rebroadcast this message to all on your contact. Do so daily. We owe that to God. Now, every one of us, our tithe belongs to God. 10% of our income belongs to God. Then our seed that we are sowing, it brings divine harvest. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. You listen to people's testimonies, awesome testimonies, as they begin to obey God in this respect. I pray for everybody today. The backing of God is with you. The glory of God is on you. Oh yes, you will go out and find help. You will come back and be happy. All the prayers I pronounce on you today shall be turned into testimonies in your life. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a wonderful day.